This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we go again, 7 after the hour. I say, here we go again. I guess we could take that any number of ways. Doug, Jen, and Victoria with a focus on, here we go again. If we are to look at that situation in East France with a truck plowed into the crowd, here we go again. Or does that here we go again apply to your looking at bad things and thinking this is terrible? Or bad, maybe sad things? You aren't going to give up, are you? How can we give up? We can't give up. But you wonder
how
far...
I was chatting with another friend of mine in radio, Doug, Victoria, Kara. Hi. And
Jen.
Hi. And I was, it's never about, like, us, but what's really strange is how it has, like, kind of a mental impact on people in the media, because you have to, you have to cover it. You got to talk about it. And it's hard, I mean, it doesn't...
All right, we keep saying that. We've said that this week. I've come to a different conclusion now, and I'm not sure how to... as you know, many of these things I think through as I'm saying them on the air. I'm working through in my mind what I think, what my attitude is, how I feel we ought to approach things like this. And then as I go back in my mind to the people that are committing this, the fact that there are so many mentally deranged people on the planet. These people, whether they are this driver of the truck, the guy who shot the police in Dallas last week, the man who blew up the nightclub in Orlando, and you can go back through and find some sort of mental depravity in every one of these people. So then we can
that's really unsafe to say, though, because while there is obviously something wrong with anybody who wants to kill somebody else, the people that are doing this for their religion are not doing it because they're out of their mind. They're doing it in the name of God. They're actually very sane. They put together sane plans. The guy that went into Orlando, he had everything plotted out. This guy, we don't know. We'll learn about the guy who's driving the truck. But these people, we have to be careful not to blame this on mental illness, because ideology.
I did not finish what I was saying.
Okay, go ahead.
My point isn't to look at the immediacy of the circumstance that each one of them, whether they plotted or they planned, that isn't what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is that we have a culture in the world, not just in our country, but in the world, and sometimes it's fed by religious ideology, and sometimes it's fed by drug usage. Sometimes it's fed by bad food. Sometimes it's fed by things that happen to your brain in the womb. There are so many different ways now that we are becoming depraved as a class of beings. The human species has so many anomalies in it, and if you look at the records of the births in our country alone, never mind everywhere else, the number of children who are being born with problems or who quickly develop problems as young children is, and the word doesn't come to my mind. People can say it's scary, it's hard, all these fear-instilling words, but there's a fact to what's going on here that is not being, it is not being seen. The whole discussion of GMO foods and what we eat, and the baby foods that Gerber is making from GMO foods. There are things that are happening that are behind the scenes that are creating this whole, legion of beings that are crazed. They can be manipulated. Yeah, you can say they're very smart about how they're going about this, and they are. But what brings them to this point in the first place? What is it Is it indoctrination? Are they more easily indoctrinated because their brains are more pliable because of what we're putting into their bodies and thus getting into their brains? I don't think this is a simplistic, here are the bad guys, let's shoot them.
Right, but long before GMOs, and you know, Doug, I'm completely on your side with GMO stuff, and I do believe we're going to find out later on what it's doing to our bodies.
Yeah.
But long before GMOs existed, I mean, the Holy Wars were back in the Middle Ages.
Yep.
People have killed in the name of God forever. That's mm-hmm. just a thing, and that's probably never going to go away.
I'm not suggesting that isn't. I'm not saying you're wrong and Jennifer's wrong. I'm not suggesting that isn't part of the harmony here. What I'm suggesting is that this is adding to it.
There are more of these people.
There are more of these events. There's more because there are too many people on the planet. There's no management. It's all of these things. And so I don't mean to discredit what you said, Jennifer, but I think it goes deeper than that.
I have a hard time blaming baby food when people
it isn't about blame.
Driving trucks into crowds of people.
But you're taking I'm not saying it just the baby food isn't the reason for this particular guy doing, but I'm guessing that if we really were to dig into him, like you dig into the guy in Dallas, you find that there's a whole history of mental stuff brought about by drug usage. I mean, let's face it, drug usage in the world is out of control. And this affects people. You can see the story about Bin Laden supposedly living a clean life. He was into all kinds of stuff.
Was he into opium and stuff?
Yes,
that's why Al-Qaeda made a ton of money from selling.
Yeah. Well, of course, that's how they make their money, is selling opium.
Well, I'm sure they sampled their own product, too, right?
So, anyway, we've really got a situation on our hands, and I don't know how long it's going to take us to get out of it. And I said this earlier, and I'll say it again. The reason the polls, the overnight polls and the polls this week, are shifting to favor Trump is because whether you think it's simplistic or whether you think whatever it is that you want to think, his rhetoric offers some solution, whether it's simplistic or not, to the problem, or at least people think he's going to be able to deal with the problem, and they don't think that Hillary Clinton's going to be able to deal with the problem. So you see the shift in various polls in the last 24 to 48 hours, and I think you'll see it even more over the weekend, because as this thing in France is underscored, a lot of people are just saying, wait a minute, this is every day. What do we do? Who's going to lead us in some way that will make our world more secure? And you don't think the Trump people are going to work on this. They're going to work on it, and they're going to try to convince you. Yesterday, I said what I had to about Governor Pence, and I don't see him as the solution to anything, but then I'm exasperated because I don't know what to do in terms of my vote, because I just plain don't like Pence. Voting for her, who do you vote for? Or are we just kidding ourselves? There's really nobody that can fix this, collectively or individually.
There is someone that, I mean, there is, you, this can be fixed. It just has to be fixed in the way that you're not fighting a war. I mean, one of the biggest mistakes that we're making is that we're drone striking everybody. And so then all of a sudden one person gets knocked out by a drone and then 50 more of them pop up because they're using that to market the fact that the West is bad. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's more about changing the way people think than it is about a violent war. And you have to have someone who is willing to make changes and say, hey, this way of thinking isn't productive with the world. And I just don't think that certain candidates that are running want to tell people that what they're thinking isn't appropriate because it's politically incorrect.
Well, I don't think that Hillary Clinton is necessarily going to do anything different, but I don't think that Donald Trump is the answer either. It just doesn't seem like, I mean, at least what he said in the past about bombing people. And I mean, I think we can all agree that going in and same as drone strikes, going in and bombing people is going to kill a lot of innocent people, and then that's just going to create more people who are angry at us. And I think that's just going to be a repetition of
so
what,
then what's the solution? That's the question.
I feel like, I mean, changing an ideology and also, you know, enabling, easier said than done. Yes, obviously it's easier said than done, but enabling the people who live there possibly, who are already on the ground and who are also suffering at the hands of ISIS to do something about it instead of
That was supposedly done in Iraq, and you can see how well that worked. 16 past the hour, but good thoughts anyway. I mean, we all need to be thinking this stuff through and come up with different ideas. Speaking of ideas, this is a great idea, a wonderful idea, for those who are passionate for living a healthy lifestyle. It includes clean eating, drinking, breathing, exposure to all of the best things in life. And one of the most impressive functional foods I've ever seen is super beets. Is super beets? Are super beets? Super beets, plural? They are super beets. There are a bunch of them that are cooked, dried, and then put into a canister to increase your blood flow. That's what it's all about. Nitric oxide comes from the beets, opens up your arteries, gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to all the things in your body that need coverage, and that's everything. Healthy blood pressure levels, healthy blood circulation, healthy blood flow. That's what super beets is. Well, it's the easiest way to get the nitrates to help your blood flow and your circulation. Listen to me. Your circulation. Circulation going there. Percolate your circulation. Super beets work so fast. Jennifer will attest to that. And Victoria will attest to that. Carol will attest. I'll attest to it. Take super beets every day. You'll get the energy, the stamina. You'll want to feel good. Start your day with a Neo 40 capsule, which comes from the folks at Super Beets. It has the same amount of Super Beets as you get in a teaspoon, but it's encapsulated, crystallized. You put it on your tongue, it dissolves instantly, is absorbed into your system. So in the early morning hours when you get up and you haven't really got what it takes to get started, and you think you have to have a smoke, or you got to have a cup of coffee, or a Magnum Monster drink, or whatever that stuff is, nope. Don't have to have any of that. Just put Neo 40 on your tongue, and you'll be ready to go. All ready to go. So how do we get this? You call 800-655-4183 and order a regular supply. If it's the first time around, you get a 30-day supply free. That's what comes with your first order, along with a book called Beat the Odds. Free shipping as well. If you mention Doug Steffen, dial 800-655-4183. Get on the bandwagon. Find out what people are excited about. You can also order them, by the way, at DougLikesBeats.com if you are more into that. But talk about blood flow. Get serious about blood flow. Get serious about your health. Dial 800-655-4183 for Super Beats.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Tell me, what the hell do you know? What do you know? Tell me, how the hell could you know? How could you know? Till it happens to you, you don't know. How
what a great song this is, Till It Happens to You. From the documentary The Hunting Ground, this is a song that applies to sexual assault. The Hunting Ground garnered the songwriter and pop icon an Academy Award for the nomination for Best Original Song, as well as a Grammy nod for Best Song Written for Visual Media. She didn't get an Emmy nomination. Look at the list of the Emmy nominations. Jennifer, you've seen that list, yeah?
Yes, I have, yeah.
You're surprised that Gaga's not on it?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Tell me how that
I guess the way they break down who contributed what to the song, I guess the Oscars and the Grammys don't do that. Everyone who works on it gets listed and gets an award.
Yeah, but
I guess the Emmys
you're on your
break
own.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah, so Diane Warren worked with Lady Gaga on this, Till It Happens
Hush,
to You.
That's a name from the past, isn't it?
Diane Warren?
Yeah, didn't she do the Dirty Dancing soundtrack? I mean, she was a pretty big deal for a while, wasn't she?
I know her more for kind of, you know, she's written a lot of pop songs for Celine Dion and for...
So, Diane Warren
like
contributed more, according to the info, to the song than Gaga. Gaga sang it, Warren wrote it. And so that's why Gaga wasn't eligible.
Yeah.
And
Gaga's going to get a lot of awards in her lifetime for acting, for singing, for all the stuff that she can do. Let's say get an award. I think that's okay. That's
okay.
Cool.
It is interesting that it's the first song ever to be nominated for a Grammy, Oscar, and an Emmy.
Yes, that is interesting. Yep, I agree with you. So, there's quite a story here to this, as you can imagine. If you haven't heard the song before or heard about The Hunting Ground, Till It Happens to You, that will be an important conversational piece.
Till it happens to you, you know.
All right, next up on the musical hit parade, Beyoncé's Lemonade did pick up four Emmy nominations for the 16th year. HBO, the top nominated network, 94 nods. Audrey McDonald was nominated as Billie Holiday in the film Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. Beyonce's HBO special Lemonade got 4 nominations. She was nominated for Best Directing, and the overall special was nominated in the Outstanding Variety Special category. There's a lot of competition there. Adele's Live in New York, Amy Schumer's Live at the Apollo, the Late Late Show.
Does anybody
Carpool.
Have any dead specials? You know what's so weird is that I pay for HBO. This is so telling. I pay for HBO. Mm-hmm. I never turn it on. Is that
really
bad?
I watch it. Yeah, no, I watch it a lot.
I got to start just making it part. It's just so stupid how we're creatures of habit, you know, yeah, and I go to my 10 channels, and I have to add in HBO because I just forget. Yeah.
I got rid of HBO on my cable, but I signed up for HBO Now, so it's because it's actually $2 cheaper a month, and it's even more stuff that you get than just having cable.
So Jennifer and I can get together on Friday night and throw something at the TV when Bill Maher comes on.
Yeah. Although he's pretty good on the terror thing. He's not so bad on that. Everything else I throw stuff at him more. But.
Well, he was the religiosity movie that he did. It was actually quite
right.
a good.
Right. Religious. That's amazing.
Yeah. It was a good movie. All right. Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, Aerosmith. Also in the musical news, seems Tyler is concerned about Joe Perry. He's been trying to get a hold of him, but he hadn't gotten anything back from Perry. He says, quote, "It's starting to scare me a bit." Perry collapsed on stage, remember, hospitalized last Sunday during a show with the Hollywood Vampires in Brooklyn. Tyler says he's concerned. I know they're saying it's not any big deal. He's okay, blah, blah, blah. But he said, I think somebody's overbooking him. So Tyler concerned about Perry. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip for the Day. Very often people ask me, you know, Warren, we just got married, we're not having kids right away, but we do have a dog or a cat. How do I prepare the pet for the arrival of the human baby when the time comes? First thing you need to do is socialize your pet to children, especially if you've been previously childless. Familiarize your pet with the typical baby sounds, smells, and items. Before the baby arrives, bring those items. Make a recording of what babies sound like. It'll all make a difference in terms of desensitizing your dog or cat. And work with your pet on behavior problems. If he's a jumper, now's the time to prevent them from jumping. And a couple of weeks before the baby's arrival, take your pet to the vet for a complete physical checkup, including vaccinations and nail trimming. You know, there's no better relationship than a dog or a cat and a baby. If you take the time to socialize your dog or cat prior to the baby's arrival, and you make sure that when people come in, they don't just bypass the dog or cat to go to the new baby, everyone will learn that it's a family, and family means kids, mom, dad, and yes, their dog and cat. I'll more next time.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
After the hour, Friday the 15th of June, the Ides of July are upon us. You're listening to Doug, Jen, and Victoria with a focus on good news. Let's go back to the good news, maybe quasi-good news. It depends on your point of view as to whether or not you think this is good. I happen to think it's good. The Federal Appeals Court in Washington said to the Justice Department yesterday, no, 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 no. You do not have the right to mandate Microsoft turning over email data that's stored overseas. Department of Justice issued a warrant for emails from a customer in Ireland. Microsoft said, no, 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 no. And then they sued the federal government, saying search warrants don't apply to data stored outside this country. I thought it was kind of balsamy, if you will. Is that a word? You want to check that out, someone? Karen,
balsamy? Well, you balsamy. Say the LM in there, other early now.
Really?
Bum.
Bum. the idea that the United States thinks it can bully other countries around. Microsoft does business overseas, has offices in Ireland and elsewhere, and because the federal WATSIS requirement is that we know everything about everybody, Microsoft said, no, we're not going to give you this data. It doesn't apply because we're an American company. That's fine. You can give us a search warrant for something going on in America, but you can't give us a search warrant for something that's outside the country. So the court agreed with that. The ruling, certainly a big win, good news for Microsoft and also the other big tech companies who say they would lose foreign customers because the people in these countries, with good reason, fear that our government is snooping on them. The Department of Justice handed their head, in a manner of speaking. They've been fighting with all these tech companies for quite a while. I remember the fight with Apple over getting the information about the guy from San Bernardino. They didn't do too well there either, did they? So I think it's time that these people. Now you could say, well, this is kind of contradictory, Doug, because you just said we have to do something about all these terrorists and following around. We need to have data on them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't hold with this way. You have your own ability to snoop around. Don't be going into private companies to do your work for you. You got all that technology that we pay for as taxpayers. Use it.
And isn't it just safe to say that everybody, businesses, governments, people, everybody is snooping on everybody else at this point? Is there any surprise about that?
No, not at all. Here's some more good news, in a manner of speaking. Those of you who are in the oil business, things are looking up because the supply of oil is going down. A lot of these oil workers that work for the U.S. energy companies were on the lam, if you will. They were all, I think there were like 100,000, 170,000 oil and gas jobs that went away in the last couple of years because the price of oil went. You knew that, right? Price of oil went.
I heard that noise, yes.
Anyway, now the situation turned around. Serious worker shortage. Isn't it amazing how this happens? One day, this is kind of like the government or the news cycle. Here today, gone tomorrow. Right? Okay, so you lose your job today. It's like my sister, who's 72 years old, all right, she was told last year by Delta Airlines that she couldn't work anymore, that she'd gotten to the point where she can't lean over or she couldn't pass some kind of physical test because she had her knee replaced and she couldn't lean down or with some other nonsense. So they said, see you later, alligator. Guess what? Last month, they called her up and said, hey, how'd you like to come back to work?
Just kidding. All that stuff we said, just, you know.
Yeah, forget about it.
Oh,
so next week, she's back on a plane. She went back. She says, I'm going back to work. I'm going to see. And I knew she was going to. I told her not to quit, and she never did quit. She stopped because they told her that they couldn't use her anymore.
Oh, she's a flight attendant?
She's a flight attendant.
Oh.
Been a flight attendant for 40...
That is kind of a stressful job, though.
Nah.
I mean, that's...
Nah, she loves... She's not a stressful job at all for her. Are you kidding? She
well, for her, but books. It can be. I mean, dealing with jerky people...
Well, it depends on the routes. She would... She has so much seniority, she could bid any trip that she wants. She could go Minneapolis to Beijing. She could do Minneapolis to London and Paris. What does she bid? Butte, Montana. Hmm. Alberta, Canada. She takes all these puddle jumpers. They do three stops a day, three different towns. She's out for 3 days at a time, three times a week, and she loves it. She goes to all these little Grand Falls. She goes to Chicago once in a while or to some bigger city. But for the most part, she goes on those old Republic routes that were purchased by Northwest ages ago. And that's what she likes to do. She has a friend who's the same age, and they've been doing the same thing for years and years and years, and they love it. Get away from their husbands. They go shopping in some of these little towns. They just have a wonderful time. But the reason I'm telling you the story, let's go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I said good for her. That's great.
Yes, it is. But what I'm saying, I'm sort of comparing this to what the oil industry is about, or a lot of these other companies, a lot of these other industries. You know, oh, we got too many workers. Let's fire everybody. Like Boeing said the other day, they're going to lay off 3,000 to 4,000 workers because they don't have enough, and they don't have enough orders for big planes. So they're going to have to lay off three or four 1,000 workers at the Everett Washington plant. And then yesterday said, well, we got to hire 3,000 or 4,000 because we're making more 737s at the other plant. You know, it's that kind of stuff. You hear these stories all the time. We're going to fire all these people. And then the next day, oh, we got to hire all these people. So the job numbers are always, they're a bunch of things.
They're askew.
Yes, they're askew. I like that. They're askew. Yes, they're quite askew. All right, let's see what else. We got to do sort of people in the news, don't you think? Jennifer,
sure.
We talked about Jennifer Aniston yesterday, which she wrote in Huffington Post. Heidi Klum.
Klum.
Her too. Says she. You've been doing a lot of correcting of me today. What's
I
the
have
idea?
Not. That yeah, was the first have. Correction.
No.
Other than when you said that the baby food made the guy drive into the crowd. I'm sorry.
Baby food.
Well, but you do love my theories, right?
Oh, I do. And I love you. I love you and your theory.
I love you, too. Right, anyway, so Heidi, whatever her last name is, being the K-L-U-M.
Klum Klum.
Klum Klum. Says that she loves being in love. She's a lover. But she's not going to get married again. She says she likes to love like she likes to shop. I love life. I love love. Apparently, she has a relationship with this guy, Anthony. Is it Kiedis? Is that how you pronounce him? The Red Hot Chili
No,
Peppers?
That's not her current boyfriend.
Oh, it's not.
No, Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They did have a relationship.
Ah.
But he apparently recently brought it up somewhere in an interview, and they were never public about it. I never knew they were dating.
I never knew either, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So how old is she?
How old is Heidi?
In her 40s. Don't you think early 40s? She looks great.
Whatever. How many times she been married?
Phenomenal. Twice?
Yeah.
She was with Thiel for a really long time.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember that. So is it just that some women and some men don't want to settle down? They just, for their lives, they sort of play the field, maybe spend a year or two or three or four with somebody, and they find, yeah, okay. Is that the natural way? Are we expecting
married
too much?
Twice. I mean, she was married twice. She doesn't need any money.
No.
So it's not like she needs to get married for financial stability.
Oh, yeah. What a horrible thing to say. People get married for money?
Well, I think
really?
Once you've been divorced twice, yeah. I don't think she needs to get married.
But,
you know,
what a statement is that? What kind of a statement is that? Seriously, that people need to get married because they need money.
Get married for all kinds.
People
of
do that. It's not what I would want to do, but it's what some women do that. They
people get married
for
money, stability. Yeah. I mean, you get a lot of daddy complexes out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
But, you know, I think that for her, back to her situation, when you're in the public spotlight and the way the tabloid media is, it's just as annoying as, like, the regular mainstream media.
Yeah.
And they're fighting, you know, they're trying to capture you all the time at your weakest. And so if she goes, gosh, if there's another chance, I have to go through a public divorce again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's difficult. It's hard enough to go through a divorce in private life, but to do it in front of everybody.
And she has little kids, so she probably doesn't want to put them through that.
So do you think that's why Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner have put their divorce on hold?
No, I think she really loves him, and I think
Jennifer Garner. Oh, absolutely.
I think she really loves him. I think he really loves her. I think he was in his addiction, and so she said, "Look, here's the ultimatum: marriage is over if you don't stop screwing up." And he probably screwed up again, and she had to follow through on her word. But I think that they probably really love each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get to some of the nominations. The 68th Annual Primetime Emmy Award nominations have been announced, and that's in the television report, which is up next here.
The Safety Oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new survey found that more than 3/4 of parents consider their child's education an important part of the search for a new home. Of those, more than half will buy a home in a specific neighborhood to get their child into a better school. The inaugural Bank of America Home Buyer Insights Report also found that the quality and reputation of a school are crucial when purchasing a new home. Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President, Home Ownership Solutions and Education Executive, Bank of America.
With back-to-school season quickly approaching, we're seeing families take advantage of this break to move into new school districts for a better educational experience. It's important for potential buyers to sit down with a mortgage loan officer and look at their financial picture as a whole in order to make the best purchase decisions for their families. There are numerous financing and planning options available to make the transition as smooth as possible for today's home buyers.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The company store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Now 47 after the hour. Television report, nominations for the Primetime Emmys. Jen, any surprises here?
A couple of surprises. I think the fact that, what was the show that was shut out? I just blanked, you guys.
Shut out of what?
There was a show that was shut out. Oh, your favorite show. That was the one. The Good Wife. The Good Wife got shut out. Right. I was like, gosh, I just had it on the tip of my tongue. But the surprise that wasn't is the fact that the People versus O.J. Simpson did so well, cleaning up like 22 Emmy nominations. That series, I was hooked. That was a really, really good
miniseries. I haven't seen it, but they're playing it over again, I think, aren't they?
You should watch it. It is really pretty outstanding. Mm-hmm. And the acting, very good. The acting getting nods. A lot of awards going out to them. Lead actor in a drama. The nominations went to Kyle Chandler for Bloodline, Rami Malek for Mr. Robot, Bob Odenkirk for Better Call Saul, Matthew Rhys for The Americans, Liev Schreiber for Ray Donovan, and Kevin Spacey for House of Cards. Lead actress in a drama. The nominations for Claire Danes in Homeland, Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder, Taraji Henson for Empire, Tatiana Maslany for Orphan Black, Carrie Russell for The Americans, and Robin Wright for House of Cards.
Tough categories.
Mm-hmm. That's a all great actors. Yeah. Lead actor in a limited series, Cuba Gooding Jr. and Sarah Paulson, as we mentioned, from The People versus O.J. Simpson, picking up nominations there. And then the comedy category is kind of fun. Anthony Anderson was one of the ones announcing the nominations with Lauren Graham from The Gilmore Girls. So he actually got to call his own name for a lead actor in a comedy.
He surfaced big time this year.
Anthony Anderson for Blackish, Aziz Ansari for Master of None, Will Forte for Last Man on Earth, William Macy for Shameless, Thomas Middleditch for Silicon Valley, and Jeffrey Tambor for Transparent. And then in the comedy side for the women, Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Veep, Ely Kemper for The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Tracy Ellis Ross, Blackish, Laurie Metcalf, Getting On, Amy Schumer, Inside Amy Schumer, and Lily Tomlin for Grace and Frankie. I think
so
the
Hiddleston? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he got a nomination as well. But the Phenom is watching how all these Hulu shows and such Netflix series get all these award nominations and take away from the networks and the cable networks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, of course, Taylor Swift is responsible for everything.
For Tom Hiddleston.
10 yes. before the hour.
Of course.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
It's take a trip time, or is it? We'll find out from Pauline Frommer, who comes from Frommers.com, where all the Frommer travel guides are, known around the world as the most trusted name in travel. We'll get expert advice on whether to book a trip to Europe at this time, stay here, where are the big sales. That info coming right up here.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you hear that racket?
That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
56 past the hour. Always happy to have Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travels Guide, Travel Guides at Frommers.com. It seems to me memory recalling a recent trip to France. Didn't you just go last month to France?
Yes, I was in Paris last month. It was calm. It was filled with tourists. I did see guys, soldiers with submachine guns keeping everyone safe. But I felt perfectly safe there. So yesterday's tragic occurrence is a real shock. This may sound cold-blooded, but statistically, if you just look at the statistics, you're much safer in Europe on vacation right now, even after yesterday's events, than you are driving your own car. 1 in 200,000 people, 1 in 200 million people, sorry, will die in a terrorist attack this year, whereas 1 in 18,000 people will die in their own car in a car crash.
You know,
so even with these terrible events, just statistically, no, it's, I don't think it's a reason to stop traveling, although I know that sounds cold-blooded after yesterday.
No, it doesn't. Actually, it's very practical and important to underscore because so many people get deluded by the headlines. The news media covered CNN will do their usual nonsense all day long today with the story, what kind of a windshield wiper the truck had on it or whatever nonsense goes along with their coverage. I do find it interesting, though, Pauline. I was reading in the Delta magazine. I was flying back from Salt Lake yesterday afternoon. And the Delta magazine had a tribute to the Boeing aircraft company and their relationship with Boeing, how many planes they have there, Boeing planes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things came out in the interview with the fellow that's running Boeing is that they've slowed down making bigger planes. They're making smaller planes because there are fewer people who seem to be wanting to go overseas, and that has reflected on the order sheet for, let's say, a 777 that would normally be used to do a lot of international stuff. Those orders have slowed down. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it has to do with the strength of the dollar. A lot of people who used to travel to the United States from other companies, from other countries, aren't doing so because our dollar is so strong and their currency is so weak against our dollar.
Yep.
And we only have about 38% of the American population who have passports.
Right.
So that means there are fewer people on these long-haul flights.
Yeah, you see a lot of promos for a big seat sales, fly from $68. Anything to that?
We're seeing very good deals to many places, although we also know that the airlines are cutting back capacity in fall, so not as good deals as in the summer months.
All right. There we go. Thank you, Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com. Check out their travel guides.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.